USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled and is ticked off regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre. Abbott telling reporters the information he was given by investigators on Thursday was wrong. He added, people deserve answers. Former President Trump claims Democrats are using the Texas school massacre for their political advantage.
Every time a disturbed or demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
While addressing the NRA convention in Houston, the former president pressed for more cops at schools and more security measures, including teachers with guns. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is backing Finland's bid to join the NATO alliance. Blinken joined by the Finnish Prime Minister on Friday in Washington, D.C. to announce the United States' support for both Finland and Sweden joining NATO. He praised both countries, saying they are committed to NATO's philosophy and that an attack on one is an attack on all. Comcast has a program to replace worn-out American flags at homes and businesses. When employees notice a tattered flag while they're making their rounds, they'll offer to replace it for free. The flag replacement program is good for all residents, businesses, and nonprofits, regardless of whether they're a Comcast customer. It's led by employees who take part in the cable and internet provider's Veterans Network Employee Resource Group. All flags that are taken down are retired in accordance with military protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden on Friday addressed the graduates of the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, while Russian forces continue to invade Ukraine. The president shares with the graduates what China's leader, Xi Jinping, told him when he was elected.
He said, democracies cannot be sustained in the 21st century. Autocracies will run the world. Why? Things are changing so rapidly. Democracies require consensus, and it takes time. And you don't have the time. He's wrong.
This is President Biden's first commencement speech of the year. The largest active-duty military base is poised to get an extreme makeover. A federal commission is suggesting that Fort Hood in Texas be renamed to honor Richard Cavazos, who was the Army's first Hispanic four-star general. Cavazos died in 2017 and is buried with honors at the Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery in San Antonio. A hearing is scheduled in Michigan for a motion regarding the acquittal of charges against two suspects in the conspiracy plot to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Two defendants were acquitted on all counts in federal court in Grand Rapids last month, while a mistrial was called in the case against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. That hearing set for June 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.